Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. Now, earlier in the week, Greater Shepparton City Council held its last council meeting for the year, and a suite of decisions were made, which, of course, all have an impact on our community. And to tell us all about it, we're joined on the line by Greater Shepparton City Mayor Kim O'Keefe. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Terry. Our last one for the year.
Yes, my last show for the year. All of that.
Good job.
Everything's in this kind of wrap-up stage, isn't it?
It is, for sure.
Including council. But before I ask you about the council meeting, you've been re-elected to chair the Regional Cities Victoria organisation. Tell us about that, Kim.
Yeah, for a second year, so I'm really happy to have this second opportunity. So it's 10 regional cities. We have 10 mayors, 10 CEOs that sit on that committee, and we're basically a lobbying group, a voice for regional Victoria. So it's really great to sort of lead the way. And obviously, as a voice, you get the opportunity to meet with ministers to talk about the challenges across regional Victoria, but also the many opportunities. So yeah, sort of driving the bus, which is great for us, for our region, to be the voice of, you know, of regional Victoria, and put a bright light on Greater Shepparton. It's what we want to see happen, but also across regional Victoria. So I'm really pleased. Hopefully we'll get more face-to-face meetings in 2022. We only had one this year, but we had a lot of Zooms and lots of meetings, and we actually ended up having a lot of, you know, communication with many ministers, and a really great, strong opportunity to build those relationships, and hopefully leading into more, as I say, face-to-face for 2022. So yeah, big year ahead, but very excited to have another opportunity to, you know, to lead regional Victoria.
I'm sure you won't let those city-based politicians forget about regional Victoria, in particular Greater Shepparton, Kim.
Absolutely.
Tell me about the creative city strategy that's been endorsed.
Yeah, look, it's a wonderful opportunity. It's really creating our city to really shape it for its future, being more creative, a more vibrant and creative city. So we took it out to consultation, and we had some wonderful feedback and what that might look like. And this is a wonderful opportunity. You get to get such a diverse range of suggestions, and, you know, a lot of those suggestions will be action. So it's great. I mean, as a community, we should be doing more together, and this is a great opportunity to do that. So just, you know, supporting creativity across the region, what does that look like? I mean, it looks like many things, and some of the suggestions, obviously, you know, making it more vibrant and bright, and creating more participation. It's not just about, you know, having street art and colourful designs, or, you know, bringing the city to light. It's also about participation. So yeah, celebrating diversity, and just supporting our local businesses to be more creative, what that might look like. There's been some great suggestions with, you know, some window decoration, or, you know, themes during the year that we might be able to sort of focus on. And yeah, it's a really great opportunity. A lot of, you know, regional places are doing this, and we want to attract people, you know, to our communities, and I think this is a great way. And of course, across Greater Shepparton, there's so many offerings. I'm really excited to see this roll out, and the things that will come out of this. It's very exciting.
Now, one thing that has already been getting a bit of press coming out of the council meeting is this social housing proposal at the Shepparton CBD car parks. Now, I'm just trying to visualise this, Kim. Can you explain where the proposal pertains to?
Yeah, so it's a corner of Maud and Nixon Street, and there's a car park there at the moment, and the proposal is to have a four-storey building there for social housing. But it is early stages. Council's role is actually providing the airspace. So that will go out to consultation for the community to give their feedback. And of course, you know, this is a very important time, and, you know, change is happening. And I think the thing about this particular development and any social housing development is that we just want to get away from the stereotype. You know, this, particularly, you know, this last 2 years, we've seen so much housing stress, you know, everyday people, you know, everyone is, you know, often not being able to afford, you know, traditional type of rental properties, you know, so it's a changing space. And I think if we all just stop and think about that, you know, and everyone deserves a roof over their head regardless, you know, who they are. But yeah, look, it's an opportunity to get some housing, and whether that's the location it will end up, we'll have to see. But at the moment, it's really important for people to, you know, give feedback, but also know that we need housing. We've been lobbying, you know, for quite some time, and as you know, I'm very supportive of people that are having housing stress and homelessness, and we need to get investment and funding, and this is what we're seeing. And obviously, then we have to roll it through and see how we can make it work for our community.
Why are people concerned about this, Kim? I mean, it seems like it's not like there's nothing there at the moment above the car park, so it's not as though you're taking up space from something else. You're going to create something new.
Yeah, and that's part of our strategy, you know, to really look at inner city living and those opportunities, and, you know, create more, put traffic and more people into the CBD. And I think the problem with this particular one is the stigma of social housing, and I think that needs to change. It absolutely does need to change. Also, there's been feedback of concerns about the design of the building. And council will have, you know, great involvement in that. And for some of the drawings I've seen, I mean, and we've also got some buildings already in the CBD. We have the youth foyer, you know, that looks after, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. I was thinking of perhaps, you know, something looking similar to that or having somewhat of a similar role.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't even know it's there. I mean, some of the objections that I've had come through, I've reminded them of that building and they've, a lot of them don't even know it's there.
That's a great building. That's a great building.
It's a great building, exactly. So, you know, look, it is a change, and with change comes, you know, some debate, and I think that's healthy. We need to, you know, listening to each other and working through discussions. But, you know, $45 million investment into our region, it is a really great opportunity to really address, you know, the homelessness and housing crisis that we have, which is one of the highest in the state, and we want to, you know, be really welcoming these opportunities and working together. I mean, that's the thing, and let's do the best we can to give people, you know, provide a home for people that, you know, that are struggling. There's a lot of people sharing houses at the moment, couch surfing, and, you know, I hear so many stories so often, you know, really struggling people and all walks of life, you know, working, people are doing lots of great stuff, but they're just having difficulty getting a roof over their head. So let's keep pushing and, you know, trying our best to provide that.
And the location makes sense. I mean, if you're in housing stress, you may not have access to private transport, so everything's right there for you. Anyway, I look forward to seeing how that one develops, Kim.
Yeah, thanks, Terry.
Can you tell us about the 2030 zero emissions plan that was adopted?
Yeah, so pretty much we've adopted seven themes to identify a guide to reduce our emissions. So it's really important to look at those opportunities, and some of those themes were our facilities, our fleet and plant towards the waste and landfill, goods and services. There's some really strong ways that as an organisation, as council, you know, we can really look at ways of reducing that and also rolling out these opportunities across the community. So we've obviously got these themes in place and we'll be working really hard. I think there's 63 actions, you know, for implementation, which will hopefully reach towards our target.
Can you give us a few examples of those actions?
Yes, obviously trying to reduce our waste to landfill. You know, this is a thing. I mean, so we reduced waste from landfill, so it's really important to really look at, you know, the way we roll out our waste, our bins, all that type of thing as well. Obviously, we look at solar and all those opportunities to, you know, reduce that type of offering. Yeah, there's just a whole gamut of ways that we can reduce, particularly within our site. Replace street lighting is a big one, so reduce energy efficiency with globes, using that sort of one.
Electric cars?
Electric cars, just we've got some electric cars coming through, which is great, and we've got those new stations there all set up, so that's all rolling out well.
Okay, a bit of a long-term plan there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I won't be talking to you again this year, so I want to thank you very much for being a part of the 1FM Breakfast program this year and keeping everyone up to date with what is going on down there at council, and also to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from myself and everyone here at 1FM and on behalf of the listeners. Also, you will be taking a bit of a break, I hope.
Yeah, I'm heading off Boxing Day back on the 10th, catching up with some family and friends in Melbourne, which will be great, just to, you know, hang out together. We haven't been able to for quite some time, so it's not so much a beach holiday or a break this year. It's more about just catching up with friends and family, and just a lot of catch-up time. But, yeah, look, Merry Christmas to you too, Terry, and your family, and also to all our listeners. You know, we've had a big year, and I'm really grateful for the support and care that everyone has shown across our community. We live in the best community. We all know that. And let's hope that 2022 is a much brighter year ahead, which I'm sure it's going to be. So Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much, Kim. Look forward to talking to you on the program again in 2022.
Thanks so much, Terry. Bye.
Pat and Tina's BP service station, North Shepparton, has been serving people living in and visiting our region for now more than 50 years. There's no other place you can still experience driveway service delivered with a smile, the old-fashioned way. Supplier of BP Ultimate Fuels, they will wash your windows, check under your bonnet, and even do your tyres while you wait. Next time you're filling up, do it at Pat and Tina's BP service station, GV Highway, North Shepparton.
1FM sponsor.
This is John Painter
and Trevor Franklin
from Sport and Road.
Central Tyre Service are your local Goodyear tyre and automotive specialists.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end and brake repairs,
and a full range of Exide batteries,
there's not a lot the friendly staff at Central Tyre Service can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley region since 1952,
Central Tyre Service can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 5821 9555.
Proud sponsors of 1FM.
We all have our own purpose in life, and it's different for everyone. It could be looking after the land or bringing smiles to your customers. Maybe it's building a dream home to raise your family. Maybe it's to keep studying and learning, or coaching and staying connected to the community. No matter what you're here to do, GMCU are here for you. GMCU, banking with purpose. Visit gmcu.com.au or speak to your local team today.
Station sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1800 599 699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Shepparton Mowers and Leisure is now Power and Play. Drop into the new showroom and check out the wide range of Husqvarna ride-ons, zero turns and power equipment. Power and Play is also now the local Yamaha dealer for all your motorcycles, golf carts, ROVs and much more. A fully serviced workshop is ready to service everything they sell and for all your mower and motorcycle repairs too. It's time to work smart and play hard. Power and Play Shepparton, opposite IGA on New Merca Road. LMCT 12197.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.